This section, we're going to talk about Microsoft Excel and the new support in JAWS for Windows for the object model of Excel and other applications in the Office 97 Office 2000 suite from Microsoft. Joining me now on the microphone, I've got Earl Harrison here. Hi, Earl.
Hello.
And Earl's going to be on a Braille display beside me here, so as we're moving around checking this out with speech and to see how JAWS works, we'll be getting some feedback from the spreadsheet with JAWS on the Braille display, and Earl will help read the Braille and give us input on what he's receiving. We've got a fairly complex spreadsheet on the screen, which I'm going to briefly try to describe as we go through this. I really want to show you the features in JAWS, not so worried about the content of the spreadsheet here. We'll tell you this. The column that contains the row headings is column B opposed to column A. So the farthest cell to the left is not necessarily the cell with any important information. It's the first cell in from the left-hand edge. Row 6 contains the headings, which are the dates, March 14th, March 15th, March 16th, and so forth. Those are the dates. This is an expense report. I'm just going to arrow down through column B. I'm in B6 right now, and as I move down,
Hotel/motel, B7.
So in B7, hotel, motel, in other words, what did I spend at the hotel, motel?
Breakfast, B8. Lunch, B9.
This is the column which contains those row headings, and I'm going to move back up to B6 because 6 is the row that contains the dates.
Breakfast, hotel, B6.
All right, and while I'm sitting in B6, I want to now let JAWS know that when I move around, I want it to speak the information in this column or this row, depending on which way I'm heading. It's kind of a verbosity thing, and I'm going to do the insert V to bring up the verbosity dialog.
JAWS, adjust JAWS verbosity dialog, list box, cell reading verbosity, 1 of 15.
Okay, this is our adjust JAWS verbosity dialog box that you get in other applications. However, JAWS recognizes that you're in Excel, and that you have several other items in here to choose from specific to this application. I'm going to move down because we want to set the column and row title reading.
Toggle title reading verbosity.
We'll come back to this.
Set column titles to row range.
I was in the correct column and row when I came in here, so this is what I want to set. I'll hit the space bar.
Space, setting column titles to row 6.
Moving down.
Set row titles to column range.
Space bar.
Space, setting row titles column to B.
I've identified to JAWS that for this spreadsheet, my row headings will be in column B and my column headings in row 6. Now I'll go up and toggle the title reading on.
Set column type, toggle title reading verbosity. Space, read both titles.
Press enter.
Enter. Microsoft Excel expense.
I'll move over to the March 15th column, a couple to the right, and then we're going to come down through that particular row and we're going to find out information about it. You'll notice in this section that my message voice has been switched from Glenn, the default, to Shelley. This can be done in the JAWS window under the Voices menu.
03/14/03/15/99.
As formula
D6.
And we heard a message voice that this particular date cell has a formula. Usually in a spreadsheet, if you fill the date in correctly on the first column, it'll automatically fill it in for the rest, and that's probably the case here. So now I'll move down into this column.
Hotel/motel $250.00.
As comment
D7.
JAWS recognizes the fact that I'm moving vertically down through the column, so I know what column I'm in, 315. But I need to know what the row heading is, and in this case it was Hotel Motel. Told me the contents, 250, and there was a comment attached to this. To read the comment, I've got a keystroke. In this case it's Alt-Shift-Semicolon, and again, this will be documented. You can go in and get the keystrokes or go to the keyboard manager and see what these are, but I'll do the keystroke.
Hilton Hotel in Austin, Texas, Department of Veterans Affairs Annual Meeting.
And it reads the comment to me. Now, visibly on the screen, the indicator for a comment, they put a little red triangle in the top right corner of the cell to show me visually that there's a comment. When you move your mouse to it, it displays the comment kind of like a pop-up tooltip. We can now read it with the JAWS for Windows. It doesn't have to pop up because we're reading it right from the object model. Now let's turn to the Braille display here, and Earl's been quietly and patiently waiting, I'm sure, to tell me what's going on. JAWS has been set up so that it recognizes a Braille display is attached, it knows it's in Excel, and it knows that we've set column reading and title reading for the rows and columns. So Earl, what do you got?
Well, the first thing I've noticed is that we're reading this in grade 1 Braille, so I'm going to go ahead and press the keystroke on this display to convert it to grade 2.
Grade 2 translation on.
And reading from left to right, it begins with a date, which is 3/15/99. Next to that, we've got Hotel Motel.
Okay, so there's our column heading and our row heading.
Right, and to the right of that, we've got D7.
Coordinates.
And then we've got our dollar amount, which is 250, followed by the actual comment, which is Hilton Hotel in Austin, Texas.
Now, Earl, you're on an 80-cell display, and you're already running out of real estate there, and I imagine on a 40-cell display, it'll run out a lot sooner, so we can pan at this point.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that. And now we've got Hilton Hotel in Austin, Texas, Department of Veterans Affairs annual meeting.
Good. So all the information from the comment is pulled right into the display as well, and again, not visible on the screen. We're taking it straight from the object model. Well, let's move down another cell here to the next row.
Breakfast, $15.00.
Has comment.
D8.
Same type of thing. It's reading our row heading, and this one has a comment as well, and I'm sure that Earl just got updated on his Braille display with the new information.
Right. In this case, I see that breakfast costs us $15. That's an expensive breakfast. And it was breakfast.
Well, Earl, it was the whole staff.
And it was breakfast at the hotel restaurant.
Now, we've been moving down here a couple of cells, and we're getting the row headings to read. We'll move to the right now.
03/16/99, $10.00, E8.
Okay, so this time we don't hear breakfast again because we're staying in the same row, but we hear the column heading. So JAWS knows we're moving horizontal, so instead of reading the row heading, it reads the column heading. And this one did not have a comment. All right, now let's go back to our left here.
03/15/99, $15.00.
Now, at the bottom of this particular day, 315, there's going to be a total for what we've spent. And we can arrow down to it. I will say that it is not visible on the screen currently because it runs off the screen, but it's down the bottom, and we've got a keystroke to say just go read that total to us. I can do an insert enter.
Column total equals $1,129.99.
Now, I didn't tell it which cell to go read, so it automatically starts looking down the column for the sum formula, and it found one and it read it to us. If you have multiple cells in this particular column with formulas, you can assign which one is the column total. And you can do the same thing for row. I can read to the right, insert, delete.
Row total equals $45.50.
So on this particular expense report for breakfast, I spent $1.45 on breakfast. If you tell JAWS for Windows which cell you want to be the formula, those two can be displayed on the Braille display for you as you're filling it out, so you'll be able to get updated information. But there's another thing about a spreadsheet like this that would be very important to get, and we're going to go through the steps real quick to set this up. That is a grand total. Someplace on this spreadsheet, not necessarily in this column or this row, there's a grand total, and as we're filling it out, it'd be nice to be able to know what that is. So we're going to monitor that cell. Now, on this particular spreadsheet, you could bring up a list box with all the cells in this column that have something, go to the bottom of it, and then go all the way to the right, and it'd be very quick to get there. I happen to know it's J31 on this spreadsheet, so for the interest of time, I'm going to use a Excel keystroke F5.
F5. Go to dialog. Go to.
And I'll type in
J31. Enter. Expense.
Okay, and I'll do a say cell with a 5 on the numeric keypad.
$1,688.94.
Has formula.
J31.
So J31 has a formula. And Earl, what do we got on the Braille display there?
I see the item total and J31. And the total is equal to $1,688.94 equals sum. J7, J29.
Good. And if we ask JAWS for the formula, there's a keystroke to do it verbally, so let's ask it what it is.
Equals sum J7, J29.
Okay, and that's the formula that's used to fill this in. So it's a total of that range, actually. Now, We want to monitor this particular location as we're updating our spreadsheet and moving around and changing numbers. We'll always want to know what this total is. I'm going to go to the verbosity dialog.
JAWS, adjust JAWS verbosity dialog, list box, cell reading verbosity.
And I'm going to move down through the list. I want to get to set monitor cell to current.
Toggle, set column, set road, set total road, set monitor cell to current.
There we go. Press the space bar.
Space, setting monitor cell to J31.
Good. Enter.
Enter. Microsoft Excel expense report.
Okay, I'll do an F5 and I'm going to go back up into my spreadsheet to column D8. We'll try that one.
F5, D8, enter. Expense report sample.xls.
Okay, we're back in our column for the 15th, which contains the hotel, the lunch, dinner, all of that. We'll move down.
Lunch, $20.00, D9.
And just for the point of interest, so you'll know, the lunch is not available for me visually on the screen, nor is the column heading, nor is the total down in that monitor cell. But Earl, what do we got on the display?
I've got $315.99, lunch, D9, $20. And to the right of that, we've got J31. And this is the total, $1,688.94.
That's right, 1688. Now, let's say we spent $120 for lunch. It should go up to 17. So let me just type in 120 and press enter.
Enter.
And I'll go back up.
Lunch, $120.
Okay, and how'd our total do?
And we now have a total of $1,788.94.
Great. So that's a little bit about Excel. It's getting much better, very usable, it's good with speech, it's great with Braille, and we're going to continue to see a lot more improvements using the object model. And I would also like to add in a comment here. There's a way to do a keystroke, and I'm going to do it right now, and I'm going to ask JAWS to bring every cell in this column into a list box in the middle of the screen for me. So when I do the keystroke,
please wait. Collecting cell data. JAWS 03/15/99 column cells with data dialog. List box. D6 03/15/99. 1 of 19.
So there's 19 items in this list, and this is only the cells which actually contained information. So there may be many, many rows in this particular spreadsheet, but what JAWS has done is it's gone and captured every cell that seemed to have something in it. And as we move down through it,
D7 hotel/motel $250.00.
What's unique about this is the fact that we're right all brought together in a list box in the center of the screen. I can down arrow through the list, press enter, and I land on the one I want. But we're tying this in with our magnification software, Magic, so that Magic is actually going to contain the ability to do some of these things, such as grab all the information and pull it into a list box in the middle of the screen. So when I've got my magnification turned on and no speech running, I've actually got my row headings or column headings right here inside the list along with the contents as I move down through. So it'll really help for magnification users as well. So JAWS for Windows and Magic, I'm going to be able to take advantage of different things within the programs to really make them work much better. For more information on using the Excel with JAWS for Windows, I encourage you to do your insert F1 twice in a second while you're in the spreadsheet and go in and look at the JAWS help specifically written for Excel. You'll see the keystrokes. You'll get some more tricks and tips. I'm sure in the future, the Henner Joyce Training Department will be working on more tutorials, and hopefully Excel will be one of them down the road. They've got a pretty good one for Internet Explorer 4 and 5 out there now, and Word 8, and more to come.